If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Evaluating again, more insights around Black Friday and some of the deals that we might have participated in. In our previous conversation with Francois from Capitec, one thing was certainly clear. We're moving away from the big screen TVs and going back to essentials. Stores like ShopRite, Clicks, Take A Lot, Shein actually saw the majority of transactions from Capitec clients specifically. So that's certainly telling us about more of our behavior. But bear in mind that we have many other banks and other institutions in South Africa and other methods of payment. And one particular institution that provides that now is Pay Just Now. It's an entity that assists many South Africans in terms of a retail base of over 2,700 merchants across 8,000 stores, and has certainly been tracking some of our behavior when it comes to Pay Just Now. To tell us more, we join on the line by the COO, Dean Hyde, to give us some insights on Black Friday. Dean, welcome to the show and thank you for your time.
Thank you very much for having me on your show. Welcome to all your listeners. Look forward to the discussion we're about.
Thank you. Always exciting to speak to you. I guess you certainly lead a team of phenomenal innovators who help us as South Africans really make sure that we are able to transact and purchase goods and services that we desire at favorable rates for us in terms of the zero interest payment solution and three equal installments or payments that we can make. So maybe let's just touch on, you know, what kind of behavior you witnessed over the last Black Friday weekend. What key themes stood out for you?
So we certainly saw a much bigger uptake in the use of buy now, pay later as a tender type over the Black Friday week, I would say, starting from Monday last week all the way through to the end of business on Saturday. Our gross merchant value, that's the value of the transactions that customers used Pay Just Now to transact with, more than doubled from Black Friday last year. At 111% growth, we saw the number of transactions grow by about 150%. And what's very exciting for us is that we saw a growth in unique users. So those are individual people who spent last year versus the same number who spent this year, has grown by 137%. Mm. I think it talks to the fact that we are, you know, the largest buy now, pay later provider, but over 2 million customers signed up with ourselves, and they really appreciate the zero interest, zero fees.
Mm. And that's very telling, because it does tell us a lot about our behavior as customers. I'm keen to understand, though, as you mentioned, a lot of the shopping has increased online specifically. Are you able to share details on where much of that activity was? Groceries, clothing, retail, and maybe the average size of the transactions?
Yeah, so the average size of the transactions is around 1,500 Rand, 1,500 Rand. Mm-hmm. And the majority of our transaction value came from the big name department stores, Game, Macro, Builders. And then as from an online perspective, definitely Superbalist and Retailability. So what we're finding is that people are going back to buying the necessities in life and not necessarily spending on luxuries. Similar to what my colleague from Capitec had to say is that it's important that people actually do spend money on what's necessary, not just take advantage of Black Friday deals because they think they're going to be saving money. And we certainly have seen that behavior. And again, it's telling that people are choosing buy now, pay later, where there is zero interest and zero fees as a tender type of preference. Makes sense. I think South African consumers are still definitely under the cosh. They're feeling the pinch, and the extent to which they can save interest is going to drive their behavior.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And I'm assuming as well, Dean, what we're witnessing is that consumer sentiment and the economic outlook has definitely shifted from a year ago. Last year, we were still plagued by load shedding. The cost of inflation was still significantly high. Interest rates were also higher. Has that shifted now, given that we have seen interest rate cuts and I guess some reprieve on the back of the economic struggles we've been witnessing?
Yeah, I've always been very positive about South Africa, and I'm even more positive now. I think the same time last year, there was uncertainty around the elections. I think the early positive signs we've seen out of the government of national unity creating positive elements and sentiments in the country, the drop in the interest rates, even though they haven't been as big as we wanted, that just gets people acting in a much more positive way. And so we see that coming through with all of our retailers. The big retailers are telling us that they have had a really good start to the peak trading season going back to September, and that certainly carried on through into October. Then, of course, as I said, November has been a very big increase on last year.
Definitely.
So, yes, I think definite positive sentiment.
Got you. Dean, as we head into the festive season, there's a lot of purchases. Some of our listeners were telling us that they keep looking for great deals, not only on Black Friday, but we also saw Cyber Monday. We're going into the festive season, and then the responsibilities of January creep up on us very quickly with school fees and uniform to be purchased. What trends are we anticipating there, and how are you prepared to manage this as pay just now?
The trends that we're expecting to see is absolutely a shift towards, you know, back to school, clothing, stationery and the like, for our consumers. I also think it's important that consumers over the month of December also keep in mind that sometimes they get paid early and then have to wait 6 or 7 weeks for the paycheck to come in January. So planning, again, really, really important for consumers. And, you know, depending on what kind of tender type they're using, make sure that you try and limit the interest charges as much as possible. And then lastly, I just want to say on this topic, you know, we have a deal section on our pages on our website and on our app. It's called our deals page. And we have over 90 deals from pages and our specific merchants, which are open to our consumers to take advantage of. So we're becoming much more of a shopping destination and a marketplace for our consumers to actually go and find the deals that are relevant for them. And then obviously try and use a payment method like PayJustNow to keep the interest costs down.
Good. Well, we're looking forward to touching base with you in Jan to see what overall we do see in terms of the trends. But perhaps before we let you go, let's also just touch on repayment behavior, right? Because as you say, you offer consumers to buy now and pay later in 3 equal installments. Help us understand what dynamics have we seen there. What's the typical, I guess, repayment rate like? Any defaults, and has that number increased or decreased at all?
We definitely do have default rates. They are very, very minimal. They're under 2%, which actually is very telling. It talks to the kind of consumer that we're attracting, and it talks to the kind of service that we're offering. Mm-hmm. We do have credit cycles in South Africa, like we have in most other countries. November and December are holiday times, family time, Christmas time, time of giving presents, times of giving. People always want to be able to give. So a marginal increase in the default rates over the month of December, but we do then collect most of those defaults just over a longer period of time. And that's what we do with our consumers. You know, as long as they reach out to us, we're able to try and reschedule payments for them, make it easier for them to pay over this period of time. And that's why I go back to this point around, you know, if you get paid early, the plan for the fact that you're going to go for 5 or 6 weeks without your next salary, and make sure that your PayJustNow facility is paid up as soon as you get paid in December so that you can shop again on the 20th on the 10th on the December. And then you only have to pay your next payment on the 25th of January. That's your total payment.
Got you. Interesting dynamics in terms of behavior here, Dean. So much more that we'd love to tap into, but we will touch base with you in the new year. Thank you again for your time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. That's Dean Hyde, the COO of PayJustNow. It is a online service that allows South African consumers to quite literally buy now and pay later. 3 equal installments, interest-free. And as you've heard, there are defaults, but very minimal, 2%.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.